Hello.
Hello, my name is Jameer. You left a number here with us at customer service to give you a call back. How may I assist you today, ma'am?
Hi, yes. My name is Alyssa Sellers, and I didn't know what it was until I just figured it out. I had a charge to my account from you guys of $56.95, and I did not authorize that. I've already canceled my debit card though, because I didn't know what that charge was until I looked
Okay.
it up today.
Yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
74960.
Okay. And you said the last name was Sellers, first name Alyssa. Okay, yes, ma'am. I was able to locate that account. And may you verify the shipping address for security purposes, please?
Yes, it's 471465 East 818 Road, Stillwell, Oklahoma, 74960.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And you said you would like to cancel this account today, ma'am?
Yeah, I want a refund of that $56.95 because I did authorize $11.94 back on January 31st, but I did not authorize a $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. So, when you purchased that smartwatch, did you read that site's terms and conditions?
I guess I didn't. Did it say? I mean, because I did receive that, and I'll send it back if I can get my money sent back.
Well, whether you send it back or not, the company, they won't receive it. It probably just end up in a warehouse somewhere because they have a no return policy. But and that company's terms and conditions, it stated that when you purchase that smartwatch and if you didn't cancel within the next 48 hours, you will be enrolled into an online gadget store where you receive a $125 gift card each month, and that's what that charge is for.
So I can't get my money back.
Give me one second. See what I can do. Bear with me, please, ma'am, because first, I have to cancel the account and get everything notated, and then I'll be see what I would be able to do about the refund. One second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. I was able to get that account canceled, and I do have that cancellation number. Whenever you are ready for that, and that refund, it looks like I can get you a 35% refund on that.
Okay,
That's it.
well, any little bit is better than nothing, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
The only thing is, how is that refund going to go? Because I canceled the debit card that was on that account because I didn't know what that charge was.
Okay,
I can't.
so.
I have a new debit card number. Is that okay?
It should just go back into the account. Well, it has. Well, I only see the last four and the first six of the card. I'm guessing it's the old card though. So,
Right.
I'm guessing it will just go back into the bank. You could try and contact your bank in the next 3 to 5 business days or after this phone call to let them know that you will be receiving a refund.
Okay.
But it should just go back into the account.
Okay, what's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. It is C as in Charlie 258-901-744.
Okay. And how much is that 30% exactly?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I'll let you know right now. It'll be $19.93.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
Well,
and you should see that in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and it should just go back to the account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll call my bank and make sure. Okay, all right. Okay. Thank
well,
you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.